USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Having seen only a summary of its conclusion so far through the lens of the Attorney General, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she remains confident that Congress is going to receive some form of the Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia probe.
More than 80% of the American people want to see the report released. That is reflected in a 420-0 vote in the Congress. We will not be ignored.
Meanwhile, the Democratic chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, is rejecting Republican calls that he resign as chairman. The GOP says he deliberately fueled a false narrative about Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. Schiff claims there were clearly acts of collusion by former Trump associates.
And yes, I think it's corrupt and evidence of collusion.
This is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume. You're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with the free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
The nation's economy slowed in the final 3 months of last year. The Commerce Department says GDP grew at 2.2% in the fourth quarter, down from the third quarter's 3.4%. For the year, it was at 2.9%. A deadly carjacking incident yesterday in a Pacific Northwest city. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
In Seattle, police say two people were killed and two were injured when a man opened fire on vehicles, including a bus.
The guy gets up and then he pulls out his gun and he just started walking north on Sandpoint Way here and trying to stop cars. You know, he's just walking straight up to him with the gun in his hand.
Police arrested the suspect after a brief standoff.
Someone who purchased a Powerball ticket near Milwaukee, Wisconsin is very rich. A single winning ticket in last night's drawing was sold, the grand prize worth a whopping $768 million before taxes. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
A sword-wielding suspect is dead and two cops in California wounded after an incident at the Inglewood Church of Scientology. It began yesterday afternoon. Reports of a suspect entering the building with a sword and a gun. When officers arrived, shots were fired. The two officers were struck, one in the hand, another in the arm. Both were taken to hospitals. They're expected to survive. The suspect reportedly shot in the head and later died at a hospital. There's no word on what his motive may have been. The Federal Trade Commission is shutting down four groups that it says were responsible for billions of robocalls. The FTC says the groups pitched a variety of services from auto warranties and debt relief to home security systems, fake charities, and help improving Google search results. The FTC says in a news release that it brought dozens of cases targeting illegal robocalls and that fighting unwanted calls remains one of the FTC's highest priorities. And as we mentioned at the top of the news, it's opening day across Major League Baseball. All 30 clubs are in action, starting with the Yankees and Orioles in the Bronx and the Mets and the Nationals in D.C. The Phillies and new star Bryce Harper open at home against the Braves. And the World Series Red Sox, the champs, close out the night in Seattle. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.